yeah, keep it smooth, keep it smooth, keep it smooth. Open it up and lube it up and let us right on through, baby. It's your boy, Skeetin' Big Sexy, beating around the bush with our fucking mouths on your mama's titties. Where we coming from, Big Sexy?
Okay, today, it's going to get a little dirty up in this bitch.
I got my gloves on.
I got my gloves off, bitch. I got glass on my shit. Dude.
Bitch, I'm kumite-ing in this motherfucker.
Dude,
kumite.
I got a bat. I got a couple bats. I got a shotgun.
This is so, look.
Okay, let me say what we're doing. Before you start with your mouth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what we're doing. Today, we're going to start clowning each other. Basically,
I'm going DMX on this mother.
Basically, each of us have a couple guilty pleasures, a couple things that we do that maybe your average man doesn't do.
Yeah, at least Big Sexy has a couple.
Yeah, oh, all right, whatever. Go ahead and start. I'm just saying, we both have some shit that we do that is just a little suspect. Everybody does it. Don't act like you're better than us. If we knew you, you would have some shit too. But we're gonna call each other out, basically.
It's a fight up in this bitch.
I'm gonna be honest, this came from all of our dudes, Lo May, Mandrake, trying to call me out on the TV show that I might have allegedly
good
watched.
Good job, Mandrake, good job, Lo May. Good looking out. Y'all know what it is. You gonna try it?
As soon as you guys brought that shit up, your boy Skeet over here. Just talking shit.
Oh, of course.
Just clowning, like, ah, they got you. So that's where this show came from.
I was talking shit before then. I'm talking shit after the fact. And tomorrow, I might be talking shit again.
This show came from that. So, here we go.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Give me one.
All right, so.
You're the one who started this shit.
All right. I'm going to go there.
Go ahead. Please do.
So the one that started it all.
Go ahead.
That's the one that
got.
Started it all.
That's all you got. Go ahead.
For all you new listeners, for all you OG listeners out there. The one that started it all, that kept it going, that kept it pushing.
Come on, you know
about your boy, Big Sexy, you know he's a big man, he's a sexy man, he's getting his thing going, whatever, you know, right, okay, whatever.
He's a watcher
of the OC, back in the day. Avid watcher, owns the first collection of DVDs.
Oh, fuck. Look, dude. You can start putting extras. I'll put extras on some shit.
All right, whatever.
Don't go there. All right,
but
don't go there.
He watched OC religiously.
I don't know.
For what, I don't know. I can't relate to that show. Even though I live in California. California.
Okay. Here's the deal. I may have watched it.
California.
You're gonna get it. Okay. I may have watched the OC. I'm gonna tell you the only reason I've watched it. The only reason I watched that show is because the two main bitches in the show were bomb as hell. That's the only reason I ever watched. Plus, in the OC, that's the only reason I watched it.
You got a haircut like that dude, though, from the OC.
Dude. Haven't we said that before? Don't poke the bear. Haven't we said that? Ask Lo Main. Ask Lo Main. He knows what it is.
Don't
pump the bear.
All right.
Okay. I got so many of
y'all. All right.
Okay, the first one I'm going to throw at you, I'm going to say, okay, you're a grown man.
Grown ass man.
28 years old.
28 years.
Going on 29 in a few months.
Looking at 30, staring it down the barrel.
Okay. How come you can't change your own oil?
What do you mean I can't change my own oil?
How come... You go to the most bougie $99.99 oil changing place where they give you a free soda. They put on a DVD of Finding Nemo.
I'm not going to run from that.
How come you go to the most bougie place where you don't even get out of your car?
I'm not going to run from that.
That's gay as hell. Talk to them bitches.
Somebody's mama is calling me.
Go ahead. Talk to them bitches.
I can't do that right now. What time is it? Damn, man.
Yeah, okay. Fuck that bitch.
Whatever, man. Like, whatever. Yeah,
keep pushing.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it going.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, you can't pay for your own, you can't do your own oil. That's pretty gay the way you do it, too, by the way.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to take that and I'm going to run with it. For all you players out there, there's a place I go, and I'm not even going to lie. Whatever. I don't do my own oil. I pull my car up in this one oil change place. They ask me if I want a soda. They change my oil without even me getting out of my car.
They ask if you want a massage.
I don't even have to turn my radio.
They ask if you want your nails done.
I don't have to turn my radio off. And you know what? I'm chilling with that. I'm chilling with that.
It's gay.
I don't care.
As long as you recognize it, it's gay.
All right. I know it's okay. a little lame.
Here, this is where the game, if you can call it a game, shuts down. You ready?
Oh, fuck you.
Skeet, give me your second thing about me. Go ahead.
Your second thing about you?
Yes.
My second thing about you?
Yes.
You watch Gossip Girls?
Dude.
Yeah, you watch that shit. You all up on Gossip Girls, dog. I heard it from a very... Gossip Girls, dog. Tell me about it, because I don't watch that shit. Tell me how that shit... Tell me about that show.
Okay.
Tell me about Gossip Girls.
Okay.
Tell me what a 29-year-old man has to do with watching Gossip Girls.
Okay.
Tell me. Tell me and tell Prince.
For the same reason...
Tell us.
For the same reason that I watch the OC occasionally...
You want to know what it's like?
I might have watched the show Gossip Girl.
You want to know what it's
because,
like to be a young suburban white person?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. No, I watch it because the girls in the show are really that bomb.
Are they?
Yes.
Gossip Girl?
See, if you got to watch the show. Watch the show, you will find that all the girls in the show are really that bomb.
Gossip Girls is not dope, but whatever. I'm not watching Gossip Girls to see bomb girls.
Yeah. Okay. What? You might have gave me a little jab on that one.
Yeah, I gave you a big jab on that one. I gave you a right cross.
You ready for the hook?
I'm ready.
You ready for the hook?
I'm ready.
What's up with your gay-ass obsession with designer chocolate?
Wow, dude.
Designer chocolate. One day, we're just talking, hanging out one day, driving to the club or something. It's like, yeah, I had a Twix bar the other day. That shit was so good. It's my favorite candy. I love a Twix bar. It's like, a Twix? What's up with that cheap shit? Fuck that. I like my gourmet. What do you
say what's up like, with that cheap shit?
You're like, what do you know about what do you know about them turtles? That's what he told me. That's word for word. What do you know about them turtles?
I didn't call them Twix cheap shit, dog.
That's a dude. Look. I'm like paraphrasing, but whatever. That's what you said.
Alright, look. And this goes to everybody out there too. I'm standing up for your Gossip Girls. Stand up for your OG.
I already said that shit. Go ahead. Stand up for your gay ass chocolate.
If you don't like turtles out there, fuck you. Turtles are the shit. Katie Dids are the shit. I said it, bitches.
I never even heard of that before.
Whatever.
That's the gayest thing you ever said right there.
That shit is the gayest shit. Thing you ever I will said. Pay for some fucking Katie Dids and some fucking turtles. If you don't know what it is, go out there and go get it. If you
go where? Go ahead and tell them. You're the one who knows.
Yeah, if you ain't never ate it, you ain't never ate chocolate before. You ain't never ate chocolate before. It's like having bad weed, dog. If you don't smoke weed, and you ain't never had good weed, if you ain't never had chronic, you ain't gonna know the difference. You just gonna keep, you might smoke oregano. That's where I'm coming from, bitches. That's where I'm coming from.
It's gay.
Turtles. But look, I'm gonna tell you another thing. If you lived in the hood, I'm talking about LA hood.
I lived in the hood. I never had no gay ass.
No.
No,
I'm gonna tell you.
Stop it.
Helen Grace and World's Finest Chocolate.
That is the shit.
You probably had to sell that shit for your school, whatever school you
Helen
went to.
Helen Grace was the shit. With the almonds, that was a shit.
Helen Grace is the shit.
I will give you that. But the designer shit that you live in one city, you drive 60 miles to go to another city just to get this special designer chocolate.
They don't sell good shit in the hood.
Apparently not.
They never sell good shit in the hood.
Apparently not.
You would know.
Looking for your designer chocolate. Does it come with like a bow and like a pink box and shit?
Whatever. Back to the other episode.
I will
get pulled over in your neighborhood, folks. And y'all know who I'm talking to. I will get pulled over in your neighborhood to go get some good chocolate. I'm not going out there to cause a ruckus. I'm going out there to get me some fucking chocolate. Turtles and Katie Dids. I'm standing by my shit.
Okay.
And I might go out there to fuck somebody's daughter.
If she's down. Okay, give me something else. I know you don't got anything else. All you got for me is just TV shows. Go ahead. Give me another one. Go ahead.
Yeah. You got I mean, like, everybody already knows.
Go ahead.
Everybody already knows.
Say it. I know you're going to say it. Go ahead. Say it.
Yeah,
you've
been waiting for this.
Go ahead.
The Hills, dog. You're an avid Hills watcher.
Who are the stars of the Hills again?
I know. Well, only because they, like, on TV every day. I ain't going to lie to you now. I ain't going to lie to all our fans out there. LC. I like LC.
Yes.
Everybody.
Hold on. What does LC stand for again?
Lauren.
And what's your last name? You know it. Don't front
Fuck
on
you.
Me right now.
Fuck you.
Don't front on me like you don't know her
Fuck
name.
Fuck you.
Say your name.
Fuck you.
Say my name. Say it. Say your last name.
Lord Conrad, Daddy. Lord Conrad, whatever,
you never seen the show before?
I never seen that. I mean, I never watched a whole episode of that shit.
You're a goddamn liar.
I never watched.
You're lying to our fucking people.
I never watched a whole episode of that shit. I never watched a whole episode of that shit.
I don't know. I might not have ever watched a whole episode.
TMZ, dog.
Speaking of gay, TMZ, I have never, ever watched TMZ in my life.
I'm
going to
put it like this. I'm going to put it like this.
That's fucking queer, dude.
I'm going to put it like this. Let me put it like this. If you watch TV, you cannot watch what's going on with Britney Spears because that shit is all over the place whether you want to see it or not.
Who watches that shit? I avoid that
shit. If you don't
want
to see it or not, dog, it's out there.
Dude,
it don't matter.
TV.
It don't matter if you don't want to see it. There's fucking 50 million other people that want to see it, and that's going to throw that shit up in your face. So
if
guess
you
what?
See it,
I'm
dude,
forced
dude,
to
whatever.
See it.
Whatever.
I'm forced to
whatever.
See
we're in the same boat. I've never seen TMZ before.
You a goddamn lie.
I've never seen TMZ ever.
You a goddamn lie.
You told me today it was on Channel 11. I never knew. I would have never known how to find that shit ever in my life. Swear to God.
And you don't. You don't. Okay. All right. Since we throwing shots.
Do it. I got.
Since we throwing
dude,
shots.
Go ahead.
You don't TiVo Gilmore Girls.
No, I don't. You start making shit up. I told you, don't make shit up.
No, wait,
I got some shit for you.
Wait, hold on.
Don't make shit up with your nipple rings. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Don't make nothing up, dude. Don't make shit up. Don't make shit up. I told you.
But you TiVo the OC?
No, I didn't because I didn't have a TiVo back then.
What'd you TiVo? Tell them what you TiVo.
I ain't TiVoing shit.
Tell them what you TiVo.
I'm TiVo in the office.
No,
that's on my TiVo right now.
There's something else on your TiVo. I just looked at it.
Remember, think about it. You don't remember. You was 18 minutes ago. You don't remember?
Look, Big Sexy TiVo is something that's fucking.
You can't remember. I Love Money. I'm TiVoing that.
Oh, shit. That's
you TiVoing that too?
Hell, that's a dope.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't even own TiVo.
But you're going to watch it?
Hell yeah, I'm going to watch it. That shit
greatest show of all time. That's we agree on that one.
Yeah, that's dope.
So, yeah, I got a bunch more. Please tell me you got something else for me because I'm
going
to be a clown.
I ain't scared of my shit. I ain't scared of my shit. I'll admit to the chocolates. I'll admit to the oil change. What y'all want? Y'all catch y'all game up. Get y'all some good chocolates. Get your oil change with a back rub and a nice fucking Fresca. You know what I'm saying? Get some shit.
What's up with the shaved chest, Pippin?
That ain't me.
That's not you?
That ain't me.
You ain't shaved your chest?
That ain't me.
You never shaved your chest?
Let me put it like this. Your boy Skeet out here. I got a nice looking chest. I get mine, you know. I'm in the gym a little bit. I put a little workout in, you know. Women like to touch on my chest. They tell me nice things or whatever. But this is the truth. I'd rather rock a hairy chest. I'd rather rock that taco meat out the collar, you know. I'd rather
like,
rock that shit.
Like
yeah.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have a little natural out there with a little ducktail hanging out right out the middle.
A ducktail off your nipples? Oh, that'd be the shit. I'd rock that. That'd be the shit. Go ahead.
But the style don't call for it. And when chest hair comes back in style, I'm rocking that shit. Right now, chest hair ain't in style, so I gotta rock what's out there. So I gotta shave my chest hair. But I might bring that shit back in 09. Watch out, bitches. Look for the hairy chested dude on the beach. That might be me. Your boy Ski.
Okay, give me one more about me. All you got is TV shows that I watch. Whatever, I watch suspect TV shows. I'll admit it. What?
That's because I don't hide my shit. I tell people my shit. You hide your shit.
Give me something else. Come on.
You TiVo some shit.
You know me better than anybody on the planet. You ain't got nothing else bad to say about me?
You TiVo some shit.
Am I that dope of a person? I think so, but...
You got a Justin Timberlake CD.
No, I do not. I'm going to tell you. I got Justin Timberlake on my computer. It's my sister's CD. I put it on my computer so that I can upload to my mom's iPod for her. That's why I got Justin Timberlake on my system. You want to put that out there? Go ahead.
Bullshit.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, my God.
Bullshit. Okay. You got a Justin Timberlake CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, okay. If you listen to any of our previous shows where we've kind of clowned each other, we did a show about our Freaky Sex Volume 1 consisted of your boy Skeet. Talk about his love of eating that pussy.
I don't like to eat pussy. I ate pussy twice in my life.
That's two times more than your boy.
And I will say this. I had to do it, dog. I had to do it.
Please explain.
Look,
please,
I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead, please.
I'm admitting to everything I fucking done. Every fucking thing I done.
Thank you.
I am. That's the kind of player your boy Skeet is. To you, Big Sexy, and to everybody out there, I admit that shit. I ate that pussy good. I licked that shit clean. I leave that shit fucking clean. I leave that shit clean all up in the 69 position. She lucky I didn't let the doo-doo chunks out that shit, dog. I said it, bitches. I said it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like Flavor Flav. Well. Yeah.
I wasn't going to do it. But I'm going to tell
you.
Let me put it like this. My whole thing about anything, dog, if you're going to do it right. You know what I'm saying?
You got anything else to say about me? Because I got one more for you.
Throw it out there. I'm not hiding my shit. You hide your shit.
Whatever. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah, throw it out.
The one thing about you that I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Don't tell them something they're going to know too much about me. Don't tell them something.
No, this is real shit right here.
But don't tell them something where they're going to be doing that.
No, this is all you. This is all Skeet.
Your boy Skeet's a little high profile.
This is all Skeet Sampras. This is all you.
Skeet's Cassie Sampras?
Yeah. This is all you, pal. You ready?
I'm
genuinely asking this question right now. Ready?
Go ahead, ask me. I don't know shit.
How come you have to get butt asshole naked to take a shit?
Dude, that's a shit, dog. If y'all don't get butt naked to take a shit, there's something wrong with you.
Every time you take a shit, you have to get butt asshole naked, take off all your clothes, shirt and everything, hat.
Look,
please explain that to your listeners right
I'm
now.
Getting back to Mother Nature when I take a shit, dog. Look, I don't know what y'all do when y'all take a shit. Hey, it's like that, dog.
Okay.
I don't know what everybody else do when they take a shit, dog, but I know, like me, I'm an intense dude, right? When I eat a good amount. I got regular bowels, you know what I'm saying? I eat a lot of fiber.
Yeah.
So when I take a shit, dog, it's going to be like, I'm putting up a sweat. It's like a mini workout. It's like a mini workout. And if I'm somewhere and I don't want to sweat up my clothes, you feel me?
That's the gayest thing. Out of all the stuff I said, that might be the gayest thing.
I'm going to just say this, dog. For real, though, whenever I'm taking a shit, I'm always wondering, like, I hope there's never an earthquake.
Because you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked. Hey, seriously? Dude, like, 1989 earthquake. 1989 earthquake. There's like, Northridge earthquake here in California. I remember I was sitting on the pot taking a shit when that shit happened. And I'm sitting there like, should I go run under the table?
I swear to God, I was taking a shit. Living in California, dog, you cannot be in the shower or on the toilet one day and think, like I just got to wipe my ass just quick enough to hope there's never an earthquake.
You have to hope that the ceiling doesn't fall off. Whatever.
All right, well, like we are coming from always. Y'all can clown on us. We don't give a fuck. You know I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, come on. We wouldn't be saying this shit if we cared. Yeah.
But y'all hit us up. Y'all ain't gonna tell us y'all guilty pleasures. Ain't nobody.
Hey, really quick, too, something that you forgot.
What?
You can talk about my joy of cooking.
This motherfucker likes to cook.
Yeah, fuck you. Okay, peace out. Thanks.
Later. Strudel, bitches.
Later.
Strudel.